USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Mark Esper is the nation's new defense secretary. He was easily confirmed by the Senate today in a 90-8 vote. Esper is an Army vet and was secretary of the Army when President Trump tapped him to run the Pentagon. He's the first Senate-confirmed defense chief since Secretary Mattis resigned late last year. The Senate passes a bill extending funding for the 9/11 Victims Compensation Fund.
The yeas are 97, the nays are 2. The bill is passed.
Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn announcing the final vote. The bill will now head to President Trump's desk where he's expected to sign the measure. And the Royal Canadian Mounted Police say a pair of missing teenagers, once thought to be in harm's way, are now suspects after a double murder in British Columbia and a third suspicious death. 18-year-old Briar Schmigelski and 19-year-old Cam McLeod are both considered armed and dangerous. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.